Welcome to Murondoy.
The light on your face, no mask will hide.
Feel the joy burn deep inside.
Let's have a great Christmas this year.
You, me, and Republic Bank, my dear.
Whatever you need, light up your Christmas with Republic Bank and get a chance to win 825,000 in cash prizes. Plus, get a chance to give a family a Christmas hamper in your name. Log on to RepublicGuyana.com for more details. Let's light up Christmas.
Republic Bank, we're the one for you.
Food safety is about how we handle, prepare, and store our food to protect us from foodborne illnesses. So whether you are a consumer or vendor, open the door to healthy living with the keys to safer food. Keep your hands and environment clean. Separate raw and cooked food. Cook your food thoroughly, especially meat, poultry, eggs, and seafood. Don't leave cooked food at room temperature for more than 2 hours. And always use safe water for washing raw foods and cooking. Observing food safety guidelines protects everyone. A message from the Guyana's Food Safety Authority.
The National Codex Committee endorses this message, in keeping with promoting food safety standards for a healthier Guyana.
As the novel coronavirus continues to have an increased impact on our community, Canadian Banknote and the Guyana Lottery Company would like to strongly remind you of the importance of listening and acting very seriously upon the advice that is being given about social distancing, hand washing, and the common symptoms associated with this virus. When we resume our business, we will play our part in minimizing situations where people are crowded together by ensuring that the appropriate signage is placed at our agents countrywide, that machines are sanitized, and that our operators pay keen attention to their working environment. This is a time for bringing families closer together, for staying home, for creating memories, and embracing what will become a new normal, not only for our dear Guyana, but worldwide. A heartfelt thank you to our essential workers. Take care and be safe.
This is a message from the Guyana Lottery Company.
Contractors and home builders, whether it's wood, metal, or concrete, you can assemble everything faster and stronger with expansion anchor bolts from Spats Incorporated. Building a swimming pool, Spats will help you select the best materials. And garden lovers can get all the accessories to make the garden beautiful. Spats Incorporated also stocks a variety of water pumps and steel and fiberglass pressure tanks. And the new air over water pressure tank constructed from NSF and FDA listed materials. No more bladders or air cells bursting. Their treatment and filtration systems will ensure your water supply is safe for the family. For a good pump and better water, it's Spats Incorporated, 268 Thomas Street, telephone 225-4672.
In our last episode, Zena told Maurice she was leaving as he had not changed. He got angry, snatched her by the hair, and told her she was not leaving him. Danny was helping Nadira clear the land, and Skeeter called to say she had done a COVID-19 test. Shelley met Benicia and advised her to leave Alonzo as soon as possible. As we return, Shelley is visiting Alonzo.
Alonzo, I come about serious business.
Woman, please me not, banners just wake up.
I don't care if you just wake up or if you just went to bed. This life you live in is nothing.
Seriously, Shelley, you come here this morning for yapping me ears like a parrot?
Alonzo, somebody got to talk some sense into your head, and I ain't afraid of you. It's because Benicia is not Guyanese, you feel you could treat you anyhow.
Since when you standing up for your woman in life?
It's a woman like me, and I can't sit down comfortably knowing that you abusing she.
She tell you I beating she?
Oh, so you think abuse is beating alone?
Not that she don't deserve a beating, but...
You ever put your hands on the woman, and I gonna see to it that you go to jail. Abuse is not only about hitting a woman. Abuse is about psychological and verbal too. And you know you're guilty of that.
Whatever, man.
If you know you didn't like this woman, why you get you pregnant, eh?
She trapped me, and that's why I can't stand she. From the get-go, I tell she I didn't want no baby.
But you had a responsibility as well to prevent that from happening. You don't know they got something called condom?
Yeah, whatever, man. The point is, this is what Benicia wanted, and this is what she get.
And it's yours too, so what you gonna do? Turn your back on the child?
Look, I don't mind having a child. I thought I could have. I always planned to be a good father. I just didn't want a child with she.
Wow.
That was just a little fling, and I just thought, make you jealous, and...
Hello, don't bring me your foolishness. You made a choice. Alonzo, you proud of yourself being this abusive man? You proud that she's afraid of you? Because she think that you can hit
you
she?
You and she overreacting.
Oh, We overreacted.
Yes. If she really wanted to be my woman, she would have supported me when I asked she about helping me out with the business with the big man.
Yeah, the legal business where you're probably trafficking people.
You're always making stupid assumptions.
Alonso, you need help. I help him, Benicia, because she's a woman like me.
So, you are giant forces and I's the big bad wolf.
All right.
Listen, but deep down inside, you don't want to be like this.
You hear the Star Demands group in Marundi?
James, tell me about it.
So, you plan to join?
For what?
What do you mean?
I know this is not the man I fell in love with.
So you admit you've been in love with me?
Look, don't let me go off track, eh?
And you know I'm in love with you too. Probably that's part of the reason all of this stuff is so messed up with Benicio.
Wow. So you're treating her bad because you can't be with me?
Let me forget about it. Don't worry. I can consider joining.
Okay. At least that is a step in the right direction.
Why is Kitty coming to hang little Danny?
She feeling under the weather, man. And Maria decided to stay home with she.
But I thought you said the COVID test was negative.
Yes, Greta. But it looked like she got a little cold.
Well, I tell you, eh? We living in a time now where people don't even think about them other sicknesses. Soon as you throat scratch you little, you're done thinking it's COVID.
Nadiro, that is why I'm making sure I enjoy my life. Kokwani flood or not, life is meant to be enjoyed.
It's been our slow day, man.
She said she was going to be a little late.
Okay.
This is me and John last day in Kokwani. But like I could stay.
Well, why y'all don't stay, Miss Coretta? We all got back in Marundi.
A set of cross.
Look, don't bother with Coretta. Marundi is a wonderful place.
Well, you know I come in to visit.
What about me? It has flood? A little water now and again. But nothing like the big flood y'all had here in Kokwani.
Anywhere in Guyana ever had a flood like we had here? Not even in 2005. Some people's house was covered.
Yo, when you think about it, it still seems kind of unbelievable.
But we survive. If they didn't set up shelters, Lord knows what would have happened to Nofui.
It's the small mercies you just got to be grateful for.
Oh. Hey, look, look! Norse low coming.
Lovely.
Let me bring out the roast fish and wild meat.
Let me help you with the drinks.
Hello, everybody.
Hi, Norse.
It's why Danny and Nadira run inside as soon as they see me coming.
They want to bring out the
food. Oh, lovely. I'm hungry.
Denzel, it feels so wrong having to hide to see you. Because now Maurice knows you.
He may have people following you, Zena.
I won't put anything past him.
You think he somehow knows that we were friends before I met him at the gym?
No. If he did, he would say something.
Okay.
You know, he choked me.
What?
I almost passed out.
And did you go to the police?
Would they believe me?
What you mean?
He's a big lawyer. He's respected and he has money.
Abusive men can be of any social class, you know?
I'm so stupid for falling into the same trap again.
Ma, you're not stupid. You have history and children together.
I know. No, but now I'm thinking I should have.
Yeah.
I think he only gave me that divorce because the children were aware of what he was putting me through. He was seeing another woman too.
Oh.
Then he just waited for the opportunity to worm his way back into my life. But Denzel, I really thought this time would be different. He promised me.
And now you know he lied. And the fact that he has physically assaulted you. Zena, you need to get out before it gets worse.
It's easier said than done. He thought that the men's meeting you invited him to was crap.
Yeah, he told me.
I don't think he will ever get help. Because he thinks he does nothing wrong.
Narcissist and misogynist. What a dream, guys.
What am I going to do, Denzel?
You have to get out. He choked you. And he told me he has a gun. What if he shoots you?
He's threatened me with that gun so many times, I lost count.
Zena, your life is in danger.
I know.
So what are you gonna do?
Maybe I have to find a way to disappear.
Well, look, I will help you however I can.
Hopefully he doesn't kill me before I escape.
Look, you scared me.
You didn't see the look in his eyes when he was choking me. It was pure anger and hate.
You can't delay this. We will find whatever services there are to support women, whether you have to get a restraining order or whatever the case is.
You think he would respect a restraining order?
We have to explore everything that's available. This is your life we're talking about, Zena.
Denzel, I...
Maurice is not going to win this one. I promise you that.
All right, Skeeter. Get your rest. And remember, lots of water and vitamin C till you get over that cold. And remember to continue to talk to Maria, okay? All right. Bye, dear.
Norslow, I can't thank you enough for helping to restore faith. This is what we, the people of Kokwani, who made it through one of the worst floods, needed.
So true.
The community needs to come together and support each other in disasters like that flood.
Yes, indeed.
I'm really glad me and Coretta decided to come up here.
Just remember that there is the need for continuous support. There are still some people who are struggling.
You know, I was thinking, maybe we can form a little support group where flood survivors could, you know, come together and share.
That is an excellent idea.
Maya, make I want to stay in Kokwani.
But you're welcome to.
Well, we might not stay, but we will surely be coming back to visit to see how things are going.
And I come into Murundai too.
Me too.
Very well.
I feel a new sense of hope. I'm looking forward to what the future has in store.
We building back bigger and better. Cheers.
Cheers!
John, you okay? You just keep tossing and turning.
Yeah, man, I can't believe we're heading back to Murundai tomorrow, Coretta.
Yeah.
You know, I keep thinking about everything we need to get this business off the ground and then sign up with the Center for Local Business Development.
The thought of making oil money got you buzzardy.
Coretta, me and you could really have a bright future, you know, love.
Well, hero, since we're doing this for truth, we got to start paying more attention to all them news about ExxonMobil.
Mm-hmm. I'll just try to keep up.
We got to stay ahead of the game. And the first opportunity we get to make a big move, we got to take it.
Yeah.
Babe, you see the start of series called Offshore Diaries on ExxonMobil Facebook page?
No.
Yes. They feature different people working in the oil industry. John, imagine we craft business get so big, we really get into this oil industry. And then we could be featured in one of them episodes.
All right, Coretta. Don't let me get ahead of yourself. Like we little craft business could change the oil industry or something.
We got to think as big as possible.
Yeah, but it's not like we're involved in engineering or going to work directly on the vessel or nothing. We main target should be the people who come into Guyana because of the oil industry. Even the tourists. They will want some of the nice craft made in Guyana.
Yes, and we're going to be helping people, John. You know, working in the oil industry could be stressful. We can help add happiness to the people's lives. Remember? This oil industry is not just about pumping the oil and selling barrels. It's a big industry. You got the people working in the offices. You got the people on the ground. You got them ones on the FPSO. You got them ones at the ExxonMobil headquarters.
I know this, Coretta.
You got the local content that involves employing Guyanese sponsorship. A few weeks back, I see ExxonMobil give the Ministry of Local Government and Regional Development a weighbridge scale to use at Hackbash landfill site.
Wait, man. Is everything you just checking?
Look, John, we might look at these contributions by Exxon as small, but they make a difference.
Coretta, you know what I'm thinking too? It would be not a bad idea to pursue two little courses in oil and gas.
Like, go UG?
Yeah, why not? You're never too old to learn.
Look, me, I'm too old for that, and besides, who you think can be happening when we sign up with the Center for Local Business Development? We can be getting training right there.
Oh, yes.
John, why not encourage your niece and your nephews to study in oil and gas? The indigenous community needs to be recognized in the industry.
Especially them young
ones.
Yes,
and it's not like you're forcing them if that's what they want to do.
You think we should talk to the young lady in Murundai that works at ExxonMobil?
Who, Divine?
Yeah, you know, Shisha might be able to give us some advice.
You could talk to Shisha, don't like me.
Coretta, look, if we're going to really go into this business, we got to put personal feelings aside and talk to people. You know, I ain't trying to fail, I'm trying to win.
And you have my full support.
Well, you need to stop this nonsense about who you just talk to and not. This is about business. So let me get it right now.
You have been listening to today's episode of Murundi.